The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I am so glad that I have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum back with me today to talk about. This is actually one of my favorite things to talk about. I love to talk about a lot of things in health, but this paradox, I can't think of a better person to help the listeners break down this whole idea of quote unquote acid reflux, quote unquote too much acid. Jacob, just, you know what, I'm just going to hand it over to you because I think you and I are not only on the same page, I think we're on the same note each and every time we could speak about this.
Well, it's because you have good taste and discernment. I mean, yeah. So
I've had good mentors like you. All right, but I, at the end of this segment, what I really want folks to know about acid reflux is what the heck is going on, and also what they can do to take care of it without being on a proton pump inhibitor, an H2 agonist, the purple pill, etc.
Oh, absolutely, Holly. And for those of you out there who have indigestion and who have been told that you have acid reflux or too much stomach acid, that's not the case. It's usually that you have not enough stomach acid. So indigestion is not too much acid. It's poor digestion. When you can't digest your food, it sits in your stomach and it sits and it sits. And after about an hour, your stomach says, not digesting, it hits the return to sender button.
Right.
You get reflux. And then any acid that gets in the food pipe is going to burn. The food pipe's not protected against acid. So you turn off the acid, and yes, you're going to cut back the symptoms. But folks, what you need to know is that there's two main things that digest your food. Number one would be enzymes. And number two is the stomach acid that your body makes. And the enzymes that digest the food, even though our body does make some of the enzymes, most of the enzymes that digest the food are present in the food you eat, or at least used to be until a couple decades ago when food processors learned that by destroying these enzymes that ripen the food, they prolong shelf life. So they destroy the enzymes in food processing, get a long shelf life, the food looks great, but it is indigestible, so you get indigestion.
I think that one of the points that you made that's so important is that we need the stomach acid to not only digest our food, we need it also for the absorption of trace minerals and other and minerals like calcium, magnesium, that are so important to so many different things, our bone health, our mental wellness, etc. And so the stomach acid is there, or even if it's in lower amounts, as you proposed, if you're not digesting your food, once again, it sits there, and then that stomach acid is going to, it's the indigestion, the fact that you can't, so what do you get? You get these signs of indigestion, which are bloating, flatulence, but the bloating, I think, is what pushes, as you said, return. That's the return to sender button, and then that acid that is sort of there in little amounts will completely provoke the food tube, and it's misdiagnosed. And I think the thing that bothers me the most is that if you present to your primary care doctor and they say, oh, well, it's too much acid, and then you get on something to suppress your acid even more, that is a slippery slope to many different diseases. I've seen the evidence. I've seen what happens when you are on a long-term proton pump inhibitor, H2 agonist. That's the Tagamet. That's the Prilosec, etc. Gallbladder disease, osteoporosis. I mean, I have patients where I can just go, yep, check, yep, check, yep, check. Thanks for proving what I've read all the time. And I think that's a case for harm if we don't really think things through when it comes to our patient's clinical presentation.
And in addition to poor nutrition and all the problems that come from that when you're not digesting your food, we also are seeing a skyrocketing of food allergies and autoimmune disease. Because when you don't break down your protein, the component parts called amino acids, and you absorb big chunks of the protein, your body's immune system will fight that as if it's an outside invader or an allergen, and then you get food allergies. That's why wheat, which used to be the staff of life, is now the stuff of allergies. In addition, you get autoimmune diseases, which will be aggravated. So once you clean up your digestion, you're going to feel a whole lot better in so many ways. But you can't just stop the acid blocker because it's addictive. When you stop it, you will get the Niagara Falls of hyperacidity in your stomach because your body is screaming, make more acid, because there isn't any. So here's a simple way to come off the acid blockers without feeling like killing me. Okay, number one, you want to go ahead and take plant-based digestive enzymes. Animal-based ones do not work for digestion. They work for inflammation. So get a plant-based one, like Complete Gest, but any good plant-based one, and then add some acid to your meals. A simple way to do that, maybe not your favorite way, Holly, but is to take 4 to 8 ounces of a diet cola. Cola has the same acidity as stomach acid. You can also take a salad dressing made with vinegar. And there's any of a number of ways. Now, Holly, you can probably come up with much better ways than I do, or just some betaine HCL tablets.
Sure.
But you need to heal the stomach. And here's how you do it. You write this down. You can go ahead and get mastic gum, 500 twice a day for a month. Also, DGL licorice. My favorite is one called Gut Soothe. You take that for a month. And you'll find after a month, your stomach will be healing up. You can get slippery elm, marshmallow, a host of things. And then switch from the little purple pill to Tagamet. The Tagamet is not great, but it does not totally turn off stomach acid. So your body can start to wean off. And then 2 to 4 weeks later, you can stop the Tagamet. And now you can have healthy digestion.
All right. So once again on this show, we're talking about mindful medicine. How can we help you use your mind? So exit strategy, if you are on a acid reducing pill, what is it? Mastic gum, Dr. Teitelbaum talked about. You can find that in your health food store. DGL, that stands for deglycerized licorice. You're going to chew on that for about a month. Slippery elm and marshmallow, those are demulcents. That's going to help heal that tissue. If you're on something like Nexium, as he said, you can switch off of that to Tagamet, and then you can ease off the Tagamet, and there you go. You've got your digestion back. Once again, though, it always comes back to you being your own primary care provider. You've got to eat foods that we can get as organic as possible, local as possible, so they are those enzymes that you actually need aren't completely destroyed. So we're talking about whole foods, less refined foods that are nutritionally valueless and also don't have those valuable enzymes we need for digestion in and of themselves. And I think it's a perfect recipe for a healthy digestion because, Jacob, you and I don't, you might have heard me say this before, but we used to have a saying in naturopathic medical school called heal the hole. And it truly is the hole that starts at your mouth and it's the hole that ends, yep, back there. Because there's so much to do with your complete body health by what? By taking in nutrients, being able to digest, absorb, assimilate them, and let your body go ahead and use it as fuel. And then later on down the chute, hopefully on a regular basis, people are getting rid of those waste products. But in the meantime, they're absorbing the nutrients we so desperately need to function and be well.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really not a hard thing. And if people go to my website at vitality101.com, just click on heartburn, and it'll have all this information there. Or if you have the iPhone app, Cures A to Z, or Android app, go to heartburn. It's all listed out there exactly what to do.
So, Jacob, all right, so that's Cures A to Z. That's an app, correct? That's
C U.
All right, so C-U-R-E-S,
A to Z. Capital Z.
Capital A. Got it. Capital Z. It's an awesome app, so I want you to know about that. And then also Vitality 101, which I think is amazing, .com, correct?
Uh-huh.
All right, we have 60 seconds left. Can you just tell the listeners what you're up to next? What you got in store for us? Because I know that you're very prolific, and you're always writing, and you're always speaking, and you're always educating us, which that's why I love you the most. So what's up for us next from you?
Well, we're starting the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Practitioners Network. We will be training 500 to 1,000 health practitioners and getting all of the different ones, naturopaths, MDs, chiropractors, acupuncturists, to cross-refer to each other so people can get the help they need.
Here it is, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's going to be with me every week that he can. So that's a gift to you because he's got great information. He's got great heart. He's a patient advocate. He's a consumer advocate. And you can go and see more of his information for you at vitality101.com or the app cureaToZ.com. We're just helping you stay well.